This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are now up to 16,000 exemption applications on file with the Department of Commerce. Companies looking to get out from under those steel tariffs, 2,000 aluminum exemption requests. And in our reporting on low those many requests, we have found a common thread or two.
We've spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on our legal fees already.
That was Charles Smith. We talked to him yesterday. His company makes tire cord.
It's a deliberately cumbersome process.
That is Kate Carroll. She's of counsel at Butzel Long in Detroit, Michigan. They have been working with some of their clients on those tariff exemption applications, suppliers to the car and truck industry mostly. She spent years as an in-house lawyer at one of the big three car makers, so she knows her tariffs. But still, she says this stuff just takes time.
This is not a space that you can just say, oh, I'm a lawyer here, I'll fill it out for you. You really have to understand the whole background of where these tariffs are coming from.
It's anybody's guess, Ms. Carroll says, as to what's going to happen.
Now I think what's happened between the, you know, drying up of the country exclusions and the sort of lack of progress, I think, of anybody that has filed for an exemption. And, you know, I think it sort of proves the point, our hypothesis, that they're not looking to give out a whole lot of these.
Those applications, by the way, are going up online at regulations.gov. They are there for public comment, should you care to do so. On Wall Street today, pretty much a wash. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.